Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Boy, oh boy, what a crap day yesterday. Now, I will say this. I'm going to hold out on Kikuchi. He's really sucked, okay? But everybody that comes over here, like Taylor Scott was no good before he came here.
Yeah. This has been the argument, is you get one of these mid-level players who aren't going to excite you, but they end up over-pitching where they've been.
Yeah. Yes,
and Charlie Morton,
for whatever reason, they've got some magic sauce here still.
Well,
the law firm is still doing a good job. I mean, Taylor Scott, the way he's pitching.
That's true. But a lot of the guys we've seen with Strami.
Some guys aren't as good as they were before, like Presley.
Right.
Although he did have, I didn't realize this, he had 15 consecutive outings without giving up a run.
Mm-hmm.
But he did give up the run last night, and Josh Hader with another home run. Boy, if there's one guy I want up against Josh Hader, it's Michael A. Taylor. Two home runs, a single, a hit by pitch, and a walk. He's hit on all five times he's faced Hader.
If you missed the end of the game, the Astros gave up the lead, the 2-1 lead, then a 2-0 lead, and you know, really the Astros' leads came on errors.
Well, yeah.
Paul Skeens was,
all
you know,
they scored was on that error.
Paul Skeens was as advertised, but. Yeah. But they actually hit him, you know, had some base hits. I mean, they had some success against Skeens.
Yeah.
And relative to the rest of the world, I guess. And then, you know, you had a 2-0 lead, and it was 2-1. And then Ryan Pressly came in and quickly made it 2-2 when they had to get out of that jam. Bases were loaded. And you got out of it, and Abreu did his job previous to Pressly. Pressly didn't do his job. Tied up, they go to the ninth, and Josh Hader gives up a 3-run home run. And I mean, it was a piss missile.
Mm-hmm.
Just zoom. It felt to a lot of Astros fans like you lost twice yesterday, because the Astros also traded for Yusei Kikuchi in kind of a trade that is what I've been talking about, is just like a fifth starter, an extra arm. I didn't think it was going to be a big trade because they just don't have that kind of farm system. But little did I know, you could still move your entire farm system for a guy who this year is 4-9. But even forget this year. I see what you're saying. If you go back and look at him historically, because I wanted to be happier about the deal, you know, he's not any higher than a 1-3. He's a 1-3 whip for his career. That's who he is. That's what he is. His other numbers, you know, you look at expected ERAs, a little bit better than his numbers are, but it just doesn't. On the Astros gave up Joey Loperfido, Jake Bloss, and Will Wagner, three prospects with major league potential,
mm-hmm.
for what amounts to a 33-year-old rental who can get you through a couple of, you know, you can, I think you've, is his contract up this year? But it's a short-term guy regardless.
Right.
He's a 33-year-old who is a left-hander who can top it up there around 98 in the zone. So he's got some fastball. He's got some decent stuff, but it's never translated into, You know, you can't point to one single year where you say, man, he was really good here. Here's a couple really good years when he was with this team. You can't find that in his background. And so Astros fans are really pissed off about this. And it just on the surface, I just refuse to believe. At first I heard it was Jake Bloss. And I'm like, okay, I can understand that. You know, you give up a younger guy for a guy that's got major league experience. This totally makes sense. This is kind of what I was expecting. And then I was like, wait, what? Lo Perfido was in this. So not Bloss and Lo Perfido. No, they both are. Oh, also, and Will Wagner in the minor leagues, who is a potential replacement for Bregman in the future. Like, wait, what? Okay, so they're taking back Montero's contract then. So they gave up all this as part of a salary dump for Montero. So Bagwell's bad contract, you're going to have to give up an extra prospect for that. No. Oh, man, we should have thought about that.
This is a two-month rental.
This is a two-month rental that in a deal that,
for three guys,
quite frankly, it looks like a Bill O'Brien trade.
Well, that's not that bad. I mean, you didn't give up a star like DeAndre Hopkins. Bill O'Brien, that's the worst trade.
Well, with Hopkins,
now, here's the deal is, okay, where are all the guys for Greinke? Where are the guys for Verlander? Where are all the guys? We got to find out if these
guys. Greinke and Verlander. This is Kikuchi.
I know. That's true. No, it's true. Don't get me wrong. And it's only a two-month rental. It is bad. It's bad. There's no question about it. They got fleeced. And James Click is in Toronto. And, oh, my gosh.
Knows the minor league system.
Knows these guys. Of course, Bloss was Dana Brown just drafted Bloss last year. So, but Lo Perfido has been around a little bit, and Will Wagner has been around a little bit. So this is a little bit why you would make a deal. I know Tillman wouldn't make a deal with Darryl after he left. I'm not sure it's the best thing in the world to be making deals, especially for a meh pitcher, and you're giving up three of your top 15 prospects in your organization. That is just, it's unheard of.
These are three potential major league. I mean, two of them have major league experience already. Although Bloss is short term, Lo Perfido. Yeah, and look, I saw people losing their mind over Lo Perfido. Lo Perfido is a high strikeout player. I could see Lo Perfido being part of a deal, but part of a deal for somebody way better than this.
Like, yeah.
I just, once again, it's hard to find the background, the Kikuchi's background, other than he throws hard.
He must have a great spin rate.
His spin rate must be fantastic. Yeah. And maybe they just really, and I get really wanting a left-hander. But I get that with some juice.
2 months? Two months, and you're giving up three prospects?
This is a lot to give up.
Listen, there were guys online that was, it was funny, that went back and went, you see, I told you this. Like, I think it was, I forget, it was Michael Schwab, or there was some guy. He said, you know what? The Astros, we're hearing all these big names. They're going to end up with Kikuchi.
And overpay for him.
And overpay for him.
I saw that guy.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. That guy could not be more right.
Well, I mean, it's kind of what they do.
Apparently, they were talking to about Flaherty right before with Detroit, and then it's just like, oh, well.
And then the argument came up, well, it's a seller's market, guys.
Listen, whoa.
It's a seller's market for good, for average to above average prospects. I get that you may say that with Kikuchi, you can go try to find some analytics that, or some data points that, you know, show you that he might have a chance to be better than he is, and that's fine. But in no world is this the selling price. Like, if it's really a seller's market this bad, then you don't buy the house.
Yeah.
You just don't buy the house. You would have been better off not making a deal than making a deal.
Because you
still keep commodities on your roster.
Somebody was, hey, you know what? They added a pitcher. They're going for it. This is not an organization that's going to sit. They go for it every year. And they added a pitcher. I said, no, they didn't. They subtracted one. They subtracted a pitcher and added. I would, at this point right now, I'd almost rather have Bloss on the mound.
But what do you, I know you've been excited, but what are you so excited about?
Well, the potential of him. I mean, he's moved up. He's a big, strong kid, too. That's another thing. And this is Kikuchi, not so much. And Kikuchi, we know what Kikuchi is. Now, maybe he comes here, and I'm going to keep an open mind, because maybe he comes here and the law firm can help him out.
Oh, no, he has to be great, though.
He has to be really good.
He has to be way above average.
Yes, he has to be. Oh, by the way,
you've now, I mean, put
you
so
do
much
this,
pressure
and he's probably... I don't know if he's going to be better than Arrighetti, or if Verlander comes back. He's not in the postseason. He's not. Well, Kikuchi's not a postseason starter.
This is the type of
you
move.
You did this for a non-starter in the postseason.
This is the type of move that you make, which is what I thought they would make. I didn't think this would be the price tag. This is the kind of move you make to help you get through the season. We need another arm. This is all I was saying when we had this argument at East River Night, is you get a guy, he helps you through the season. He's, you know, you got these injuries, he can get you through, kind of a J.P. France type deal. Then in the postseason, you know, he can go to potentially the bullpen if he's pitching well as an extra, you know, as an innings guy. I never expected the price tag to look like this. I said something like a double A prospect or whatever for this level of player. If the seller's market, if this is what the going rate was for Kikuchi, you don't make this deal. You don't. This is such a poor deal in philosophically speaking. And even if he pitches above average, I still don't think it's a good deal.
No.
Like, because you have rented him for three potential. And even if you say, well, Will Wagner, if they re-sign Bregman, you won't even. Then he's a commodity for another deal. You don't just give away chips out of your treasure chest for nothing. It doesn't make sense. And I saw the picture of Jeff Bagwell up in the box with Dana Brown talking to him in the second inning.
Oh, no, you're not putting this on Bagwell.
No. But I will say, Bagwell has a say, along with what we've been told, is Bagwell, Biggio, Dana. I don't know if Biggio gets in
Jackson. Now all of a sudden we're changing it because I heard before. Dana. Now it's Dana Brown. He's in charge. Okay, because Bagwell did that when there was no general manager. Now Dana Brown is there. It's Dana Brown's team, blah, 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 blah. This is squarely on Dana Brown. Brown is the general manager, and he did this
deal.
He's
the one who crafts the deal. Now who to go after or whatever, I don't even begin to know how that stuff works because – I know that Bagwell Jackson.
Did Bagwell fly there to Toronto and close this deal?
Bagwell Jackson, Jim Crane. Is it the big four? Or is it five? Is Biggio?
Biggio's kind of in it.
Okay, so it's five, but I don't ever see Biggio in there.
No. Yeah. Well, we don't see him behind the scenes.
We don't see him up there.
They have their little powwows.
I did see him next to Dana Brown. I'm not saying this is Jeff Bagwell's trade. What I'm saying is when they showed that picture, the city of Houston collectively lost their mind, and this became a Jeff Bagwell deal because we've seen him do, you know, stuff like this.
No. This is squarely on Dana Brown. You're the general manager.
No, you crafted the deal.
If it was Reggie Jackson and Jeff Bagwell and Jim Crane, you put your foot down and say, we can't do this deal.
We can't make this deal right now. You got to do it. Go for it. I mean, this is a move that honestly, this is a move. Say I'm wrong on this. You knowing what you know about how the Laremy Tunsil deal went, and that was for a great left tackle.
Right.
Does this not feel like what happened whatever it takes, it doesn't matter.
Well, we don't know what the discussions were. They might have all been in agreement this was a good deal. We don't know.
But exactly. Well, that was a cap guy who said no.
Right.
But you had two guys, Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien, who were all on board for this. Yeah. It's like whatever it takes. It doesn't matter what the price tag is.
Right.
This is like it doesn't matter what the price tag is move. And that doesn't make any sense for this level player.
Unless
you're showing me Crochet, then let's have a talk.
No, yeah, right.
But not Kikuchi.
Right. Well, here's the deal is maybe Bloss's spin rate wasn't good. Maybe Lo Perfido, the strikeouts are too high that they didn't
Dana
feel like.
Dana knows these guys.
Maybe Will Wagner is not what we've gotten a lot of hype because he's Billy Wagner's son. And we got to find out. Listen, it's a bad deal. It's a bad deal only in that you depleted your farm system, a bad farm system already. You depleted it more for a meh pitcher. Now, he better be good. He better be really,
he better
really,
be really good.
He better be a lot better than he was in Toronto.
And guess what? And here's the scary thing. If he is, because you got to think ahead a little bit, if he is way better than you expected, guess who's getting a new deal from the Astros and what's that going to look like?
Oh, yeah. No. A Montero deal.
Yeah, because you're going to want to make it like, okay, well, we don't want these prospects to have gone for nothing. Why don't we keep them for a couple years? Is there any chance when we come back, we'll start taking your phone calls?
Oh, my God. Well, here's why you did it, why you brought him on. You know what his annual payroll is?
What?
$3 million.
Yen?
America dollars. 3.3306.
You don't have to wag your tail at me, wag your finger at me.
So you're still under the luxury tax now because.
What in the world?
He's only costing you $1 million.
Well, that's.
Less. Yeah.
Jim Crane, he is not going to let you have.
Wow.
He is not going to let you give away. I mean, how do you not make them take Montero? Now, so if you don't want to give up,
he's only against the cap this year. His payroll.
He's $3 million remaining or total for this year.
League tax, luxury tax. He's only 3.3 this year
for the whole year
against the tax. He was 12 million, 12 million, 3.3. He did a 3 year. Three-year 36, but whatever. Oh, I guess the signing bonus, whatever it is. But he's only counting 3.33 against the tax this year.
This year for the Astros.
This year. No, one something for the Astros. The whole year, 3.3.
Well, this is just, they just went to a thrift store. What are they doing paying thrift store? Why are they paying retail prices at a thrift store? God almighty. What are we doing, fellas? I mean, even if he works out, I don't understand the concept from a team building standpoint.
Now, the adjusted salary is with the Blue Jays for 3.3. He might be a $10 million guy overall. But for the Blue Jays, he was three against the cap, he was 3.33. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's 10 for the Astros. Maybe.
I doubt it. Well, I don't remember,
know. But either way.
You're also only paying.
No, this is exactly what you said would happen. Go get a guy that's about a $4 million, $5 million
guy.
And you're like, and it's like, well, what do we want that guy for?
I don't mind adding Kikuchi because he's just, let's get him in here. Let's get through the tough times with Verlander out. He's a left-hander who throws hard. We'll see if Miller can get something, you know.
He's got strikeout numbers.
He can pitch out of the bullpen. I just thought, okay, this is the kind of guy I was expecting him to do. He's not going to cost money. This is what the Astros look to do. But I swear to God, I thought it'd be a name of a guy we'd never heard of. I mean, I didn't think it would be Loperfido just in and of itself. And then you throw in Bloss and Wagner, like, what? And so I said last night, like, there's got to be something more. We haven't not heard all the details of this. And I thought there'd be another prospect coming back that, you know, is a player to be named. Like, they had to figure out who the other prospect was going to be.
Guerrero.
That's what people are wanting for this. We're going a little crazy with Joey Loperfido. He's a nice little player, but let's not act like it's another.
We'll find out if he's any better than Pedro León.
He's terrible now.
We'll find out if he's any better than Pedro León because Pedro León is coming up. Yeah. So we'll see whether maybe they wanted to make room, maybe get everybody off of the Joey Loperfido train and, you know, just like the Miles Straw train and get Pedro León in here. I don't know.
This is puzzling. Now, when we come back, we'll start taking your phone call. 713-780-3776. We saw what you had to say. You can also listen.
Kikuchi's calling the show.
Kikuchi is calling the show?
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong when we come back?
When we come back. Right now, though.
This is the show you do, Dell?
Give me the VIN.com.
We don't answer the phone.
That's give me the. Look at that. Is he at the Olympics? No, he's not. Give me the VIN.com. That's give me the VIN.com right now is what we're looking for. Give me the VIN.com is where you get your car sold. Sell your car to John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf buys billions of dollars worth of cars. I'm serious. Like 2B versus of sales and then he buys them from you and sells them at auction, okay? And that's how he does. That's how he makes his business. And he works on pennies on the dollar, okay? He gives you more, knowing that he's not going to make nearly as much when he sells them at auction because, he pays more. So the deal is this: buy low, sell high, right? Well, John Clay Wolf buys high and sells high. And, you know, makes just not as much, nearly as much money as CarMax wants to make on your car or dealerships want to make on your car because he's going to pay you more. And he says, if I can't beat CarMax, I'll send you $100. So here's the deal. That's his business plan. I'm going to pay more. I'm going to get as many cars as I possibly can, and I'll make pennies on the dollar. And that's what he does every single day. So if you want to sell your car, you have to go to one place. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. This cannot go well. I'm pretty sure this is not going to go well. So the Astros traded for Yusei Kikuchi. Okay, so apparently he's calling the show. He might not be pleased with some of the stuff that we've said.
First of all, let us say before this even happens that we do not condone this call. We did not set this call up, and we will have... We will be very careful with this call now that John's wife works at KLTV or whatever in Los Angeles, where they might not like our show as much.
Will they? No, they well.
And
they,
now we're on Twitter.
I don't know if we could do this show in Los Angeles. I'm not sure. But I do know that do other radio shows this morning have Kikuchi on their show?
On a mobile?
Kikuchi on a mobile joining us this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Kikuchi on a mobile.
Oh, konnichiwa, John Aran. Oh,
no, this is bad. This is bad. Don't do it anymore. Don't do it. We got to.
No. I've already pulled him down, and I'm hearing.
I'm hearing him.
Well, through my mic. Oh. He didn't know that he was pulled down, and the accent got worse.
It got worse.
And I heard it.
And by that, I mean more racist.
Sir, would you really love to get us fired? Is that what... Do you like this show?
So immediately, we had to say goodbye to Kikuchi on the mobile.
Yeah, y'all know the rules. Because this is not something you can do.
Because the L's started turning into R's.
Yeah.
No.
He had to go.
Gotta go. That's not something that we're... The Astros like us.
Nope.
And we like the Astros.
Well, they've had to admonish us before, but that doesn't mean they
don't
like us.
Well, they're not going to like our take on this.
That doesn't mean they don't like us. I have a feeling that they'll be listening this morning if you want to know the truth.
Well, I want to be, that's fine. I want to be wrong on this, but I don't see, there's just not a world where I see this being an acceptable trade. I mean, I just don't.
Yeah. We got to find out whether or not they're going to, it takes time to figure out who won the trade. This is an act of desperation, though. This was a desperate act because there were so many so many better pitchers out there.
Oh, way better! But you hit the nail on the head. I mean, unfortunately, this is a Jim Crane cost trade, and you say what you want to, but when you look at the performance and then you look at the salary, and you realize Jim Crane did this. This is all about the tax threshold. And
well, I don't know if it's the Astros. If it's still a million for the Astros, it was $1 million. It was $3 million for the Blue Jays. Not sure that that's the case with the Astros. We can't assume it. We don't know.
Well, why would it not be?
Well, because
they're in the major leagues.
Well, because he did have a signing bonus, and that might be thrown on. I don't know. Listen, the salary. Wait a minute. Dealing with salary caps in sports, why wouldn't it be? Okay.
It's usually pretty easy to read that. I don't, unless baseball, signing bonuses are usually given up front. So it should not be, and you don't tack on once you trade a player, or at least in other sports, once you trade them, that's your cap hit. I don't know in baseball since it's all guaranteed and it's all flattened out, I don't know if it's I don't know if that's the Astros cap hit or not, but it's not all flattened out, actually, the salaries. But I just know this. It looks like a cheap deal. And remember, the Astros are only having to pay 2 months of that salary.
Well, they've got the Astros logo next to it, and it's $3.3 million, so maybe that is the case. Whatever the case may be, they got a pitcher that's not great
for a trade that fell into a certain financial box that Jim Crane had to have. It still doesn't.
Well, it helps the organization. It's not just about being cheap. It's more about, hey, draft picks later on. But instead of losing, you hit certain thresholds and you lose draft picks.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right.
But it doesn't help the team in terms of you gave up.
Well, let's see if he helps the team. Let's see. No, maybe Kikuchi plays a big role. We'll see. I don't know. We don't know yet.
But Randy Johnson played an amazing role.
But you gave up a lot more for Randy
Johnson.
You
lost two All-Stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gave two All-Stars, and Randy Johnson was the best I've ever seen in terms of a rental.
As a matter of fact, they asked that question last night. What was the best trade in Astros history? Was it Bagwell? Was it Randy Johnson? Was it Yordan, or was it Verlander?
I think it's Verlander.
I think it's Yordan.
Well, Yordan, I would say it's going to easily be Yordan in the future. But right now, Verlander brought not one, but helped bring two titles.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, one Cy Young the year that we bitched and complained about him in the World Series, he won Cy Young that year.
Yeah. However, he's also missed a couple of seasons. For Jordan is a long-term guy who also helped. He had played a huge role in winning a World
Series. He did, but Verlander is at the really the focal point of the start of what you know as the Golden State Warrior run.
Right.
I mean, he was – you felt – remember the Astros, you remember. The Astros, everyone was down in the dumps, and you get Sonny Gray or whatever. There was really no great options, trade deadline. And guess what the Astros didn't do? Panic. They sat and wait, and then Justin came up. Now, that was a different kind of trade deadline then than we have now, but because you were able to get that later when he decided to waive his no-trade clause. But you didn't. The Astros didn't panic back then under Jeff Leneau, who is the greatest general manager of the Astros. We've had two good general managers. Jeff Leneau and Jerry Hunsicker, and the rest do not cut it.
Click was good.
Click seemed fine.
Yeah.
I think we were kind of poisoned against Click because, you know, well, you're winning a World Series and they're letting him go.
He put together that bullpen, though.
You're letting him go, and people say, well, he must not have been that great or whatever. But the fact is, he put together a damn good bullpen, an historic bullpen in the postseason.
Did you happen to hear Oral Hershiser talking about the Astros?
Very positive.
Yes.
And that's a former player.
So River Ryan was on the mound, and he's towards the beginning of the game. And Oral Hershiser is like, man, that kid, do you know that kid was 16 years old when this Astros run started? He was like, this kid, that's all he knows. This is the Astros of this last 7 years is like the New York Yankees of the 50s. It is the team. He didn't say that they were like the Yankees of the 50s, but he was like, this is the team that has been there every season. They're in the postseason. So he's facing Altuve and Bregman and these names that he's grown up with. So, I mean, the Astros organization, and we got to give them a little bit of leeway because they have been. It's been the greatest organization in baseball for the last decade. It's been fantastic. So we really got to give them some love and maybe a little bit of a break here. They have known what they're doing. Although Dana Brown now, we don't know if he's really good at what he does. I know he was good with the Braves organization.
I think he can evaluate talent, and that's what his job was previously. But evaluating talent is not the same necessarily as crafting deals and putting together rosters. It's actually a different discipline. And so right now, we don't have the answer, but I mean, it doesn't look and feel great.
No, it's not great. It's not great right now. And then you blow that game last night. Holy crap.
Yeah, no.
First of all, score some more runs. These guys are like, score some more runs. Let's get it going. That's why I'm still, man, I wish they would have just get a hitter in here. I think they need a hitter. Are you sure Kyle Tucker's coming back? Are we sure?
Okay, so this is what I wanted to bring up. Is there any chance that the desperation like trade, which it's, and once again, maybe we're overselling the minor league prospects, but it still looks like pretty good commodities that you didn't have to give up for that level. Like, it looks like you absolutely gave in to a seller's market to the worst degree. If that's the case, is there any chance that level of, and you call it desperation, that's what it looks like.
Yep.
Is there any chance that is a foreshadowing of what's going on behind the scenes with Luis Garcia and Justin Verlander?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is there any chance that Dana Brown said, hey, guys, we're not getting great reports on Garcia and Verlander's velocity. Like, Verlander still can't get to velocity and blah. Is there any chance that he went with a desperation move because they're desperate? Because it's not looking great with pitching behind the scenes?
But Kikuchi?
To
take Verlander's place?
No, that you're obviously not looking at that. You're saying it's Hunter Brown, Fromber, Renel Blanco. I mean, on paper, that still looks pretty good. Those three.
Yeah.
On paper, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's not as
even
good.
Though you're running into innings with the other guys.
I know.
I don't know
in any world where Kikuchi is going to be a starter in a postseason.
Well,
unless he comes on so much.
No.
But listen, it's happened.
No, I mean,
Garrett Cole got great. I'm go back to Taylor Scott. He was a meh pitcher, and look at him this year.
You mean the no hitting Taylor Scott?
That's him.
You found your fifth starter, John. His name was Taylor Scott.
Did you see
Taylor
the one?
Terrific,
did you see the one strikeout? He fired it, and then he stood there like stood on the mound like what? What?
He was peacocking.
Taylor Scott Taylor
Scott looked great yesterday.
He did.
Scott looked great. The Astros bullpen had been, and then here comes Ort.
Ort looked great. What are you talking
about? Until Ort gave up that run.
Until he gave up Dude hasn't pitched three innings in 17 years. He pitched into the third inning. He gives up a run, you're bitching about it?
You know why? It's just his name. Ort.
No, he was
he
good.
He just looks like Ort.
He is an Ort. It's not like the one dude, though, with the heavy dude. What was his name?
For the Astros?
Yeah, for the Astros. Last year, we were like, what? That's the pitcher? You don't remember him?
Did he just come up for a little bit?
Yeah.
Go find his name.
Oh, I'm going to find his name.
I just would change my name from Ort. It just sounds
he's
to make
fine. He looked
what's
good.
What's your name?
What is wrong with you?
Ort.
He looked good last. He looked good last night. Are
that's
you crazy?
Fine. Yeah, he went a lot of innings. That's fine. They had to. Bloss got pulled because he was getting traded. Tyler Scott came in and was magnificent in short term. The bullpen did. I mean, the guys who didn't do their job were.
Joel Cunnell.
Oh,
you remember
right.
him?
Yeah.
That dude was like,
he looked
what?
Like a Savannah banana.
Yeah, he absolutely did. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? You got any thoughts on this? We also got some Texans news, and that ain't great either. What a sucky day.
Don't call us Kikuchi.
What a sucky day that we had yesterday.
We didn't get another Kikuchi call, but someone asked if Boromir Bagwell was behind this trade.
Oh, my gosh. He's not
the
Boromir.
Fellowship of the Mid, who was the lead in the trade. I don't feel like Elrond was involved in this trade.
Wait, why is he called Boromir Bagwell? What does that mean?
Because Boromir betrayed the Fellowship.
He did.
Tried to steal the ring and stuff like that.
And then he got killed.
And then he got killed.
Yeah, he's the dude that gets killed and everything.
Yeah, Sean Bean. Sean Bean always dies.
Yeah.
Boromir tried to trade away
the ring from Frodo.
And try to use it for his own
benefit. He needed it. He did need it.
Lee, that is
to protect Gondor.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, no, he's not Boromir Bagwell. Stop already. We got to talk about HRMP.
Well, they did
if
have
you've
a ring
a traitor,
without him.
If you got a traitor in your midst, you need HRMP because HRMP will come in there and HRMP will get rid of that for you.
Spies?
Get rid of spies from your company. And hey, what do you think? It doesn't happen? And you got to get rid of a guy that's spying on you? Well, you need proof. And here's the deal is you need help, people. If you are not going to be able to do your HR by yourself. You're not proficient in it. You could make mistakes. If you're doing it yourself without expertise in the field, then you're making a big mistake, okay? Let the people, they come in with cool heads. They are outside of the business. There's no bias. They don't care. They hear what went on, and then they can act accordingly. You have bias in your business. You may make mistakes. You may like the guy, may not like the guy. You may like the guy and make bad decisions because you do like him. Here's the deal. Let HRP come in and make the decisions for your HR. Let HRP come in and take care of your payroll because that's what they do every day. With the technology that's second to none, you don't have it. It's proprietary. You do not have their technology. They're the best. You're looking for the best way to get payroll and HR to your company? Let's go. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, this is not what I was looking forward to. So, in 2 years, Dana Brown has traded Drew Gilbert, Ryan Clifford, Corey Lee, Jake Bloss, Joey Loprofito, and Will Wagner for Verlander, Kendall Graveman, and Yusei Kikuchi.
So, one guy who definitely won't pitch in a postseason, another who you think shouldn't pitch in a postseason, and then another you're not sure about because he's hurt.
One guy who definitely won't.
Graveman.
Kill. Graveman kill?
Kikuchi, you're not sure, and you hope not.
And Mary Verlander.
And Verlander may not pitch because he's hurt.
So Kikuchi gets the bad one.
I'm not trying to murder F or marry any of these guys. I'm just pointing out that all three of them either definitely won't pitch, you don't want to pitch, and may not pitch in the postseason.
Right. Right, right.
And this is for a team that's all in.
Doesn't seem like a great, those are great trades.
Doesn't feel great.
Doesn't feel great. We'll see how good Drew Gilbert is. Maybe we kept the right guy in Melton. We'll see.
You hope.
We hope. We can only hope, although we'll probably give him up for some middle reliever.
Starter when you need it most.
Middle reliever.
Yeah. Look, I'm not telling Jim Crane how to spend his money, but invest more. Look, injuries you can't predict, although the Lance McCullers thing you saw coming and you knew he wasn't going to be available, Luis Garcia too. But invest more in your pitching staff. You went after Hader, great. You lucked out with Tanner Scott. Like, think of Tanner Scott was like
Taylor.
You're right, Taylor Scott. Tanner Scott, I think, pitches for the Marlins or something. Think of Taylor Scott if he was just regular old Taylor Scott his entire career. Think if he just was that guy as opposed to the guy he turned into.
No. Well, that's why I've got some hope for Kikuchi. Guys come here and they get better. You cannot argue that. And maybe they love the spin rate. They love the strikeout numbers. I mean, he's top 10 in strikeouts. So maybe that they like swing and miss. They put a premium on that. And maybe the law firm can do something with him. Maybe he's going to turn into something that, and God, you know what? If he starts a postseason game, then you know what? Then we all got
to
shut up.
No, it has to go well.
Right, because he'd have to pitch well
because of the prospects you give it up. It can't just be, oh, he helped us get to the postseason and then happen to start a game.
And this happens all the time. The immediate reaction is,
So what is a good outcome here?
A good outcome is that he pitches well and he actually does contribute in the postseason.
Okay. Contributes
positively. But listen, he has to. He's only here 2 months.
So if they don't win a World Series, even if he pitches well, was it worth it?
Yeah. If he pitches well, it absolutely is worth it. It absolutely is worth it. Now, and you know what? We're all going to – that's why I didn't say, you know, this is crap. You suck. This is, you know, blah, blah, blah. I did say that this is the Jim Click's revenge tour. He definitely got over. It seems like he got over now. Now, if he comes through, if Kikuchi comes through, pitches well, and contributes in the postseason – then we all got to eat crow.
Well, if he is not an Astro beyond this year, which seems kind of likely, and the other guy's going to do well, I don't think crow needs to be eaten.
Well,
because if the young guys go on, you have him for 2 months, and it doesn't turn into the ultimate goal. Not that Kikuchi should put you over the top. But let's say he's good, but the other guys turn into good players that the Blue Jays have under control for years to come. It's not a win.
Right.
If those
well,
guys are good
yeah,
baseball
it's gonna,
players.
It's going to take a while.
How we determine this trade is going to take a while. I just know it doesn't feel good in your stomach right now.
No, it doesn't really feel great.
Well, just tell me give me an idea of best case scenario. For the Astros.
Best case scenario is Kikuchi pitches well and he contributes in the postseason and pitches well in the postseason. That's well. That you know what? Then that was a good trade. Depending on if one of them becomes a star. Like
so
J.D. Martinez
so
or
also,
Josh Hader, then it's not a great trade.
It also depends on the other players failing to an extent.
Yes.
You don't want to say that, but that's the truth.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
You're gambling that, and the Astros would never say that, but in the back of their mind, they don't want them to play well because everyone's going to be looking at these guys.
Right.
And does it also include Kikuchi staying for another year? I would argue that you get in a real dangerous spot if you end up having to, if he pitches well for you and his agent says, hey, you know.
He's not going to get Laramie Tunsil's deal.
No. But what if he says, let's get $12.5 million a year. Give us a three-year
$12.5
million
deal.
He's a
$12 million pitcher right now, so.
Okay. That's what Montero makes. A little less, but.
Well, he played a bigger role than Montero.
Well, Montero played a huge deal. Played a huge role in the World Series.
Well, but not since then. Since you gave him that 11 plus,
that's my point. Yeah. You gave it to him because of what he did.
Right.
Are you still doing that if Kikuchi does
a
really
he's
good
a little
job?
Bit older. I don't know about that. I doubt that.
Montero's in his 30s.
I doubt that. You're getting the dude, if Spot Track is right, you're getting him for $1 million right now. That's quite the deal. That is quite the deal you're getting. Plus, you're getting guys back, don't forget. Urquidy back, Garcia back, McCullers back, Verlander back, probably not. But you got, and plus all the young guys that you got. Hunter Brown came on strong. Eric Geddy's been okay. Blanco's really fallen off a little bit lately. He's really fallen off.
Well, he's running into innings. Yeah. I mean, he's never pitched this many innings that I know of, not in the minors. So, I mean, Rafael Montero's actually been in baseball longer than Kikuchi has, and they still gave him that deal. Now, when they gave him the deal that he got, he was, what, 31? He was 31. Kikuchi right now is 33. But it's not – and look, Bagwell was a big part of that, we know, and there was no Dana Brown, and there was Jim Crane was a big part of that. I would hope Dana Brown would never give – but you know, if Kikuchi does well, there's going to be pressure on them to re-up him to make it more worth their time. And frankly, they may need a – you know, he may be a guy who pitches out of the bullpen, is a spot starter, and that's great. You need that. But those kind of guys you don't want to pay over $10 million for.
No, no.
You don't want to do that. You've already got Lance McCullers scraping all that money for doing nothing.
Lance is going to be here and do great next year.
You've got right now Christian Javier scraping a bunch of money doing nothing.
Lance is going to be great next year, so we don't have to worry about Kikuchi. We don't have to worry about Kikuchi.
Look how much money. Yeah.
We got a break. 713-7803. We got to talk about the Texans and the what happened. We got to talk about the Texans on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're talking about Chastain Ford right now, as a matter of fact, though. I've got a recall on my vehicle. They're ordering a part, so I'm taking care of that. But it can't be an easy process for me. The whole thing, I mean, they're just fantastic. I love what Chastain has done for me. Listen. A lot of people will talk about dealerships, right, on the radio, and they never buy a car from them. I bought three vehicles from Chastain Ford. I know what I'm talking about. I love Chastain Ford, and listen, it was before I was speaking for them too. Okay, I bought my Explorer from them. My daughter bought her vehicle from them, and then I got the Lightning from them. And I can't feel better about the deals that I got. And it's not just me. It's not just because I know them or what. The Chastains do this every single day. They are going to take care of you. They are not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They want you to be in that vehicle at the best price they can possibly give it to you. The most important thing is that you have a great car buying experience and a car owning experience where you're not choking on the payments every month. That's not what we're looking for. We don't want to mark it up so that you can't afford just to be greedy and make more money like other dealerships are doing. They are doing that. Listen, you want a vehicle, there's one place to go. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
This is not the music that was playing when Boromir he got his head chopped off.
No, but no one recognizes that. If I played that, no one would know what it is.
Okay, so and
this is the Shire when things were better.
No, it's the Shire
when things were better.
But here's the deal: is did you notice like not even like little people? They're really little, and they never know that these orcs who were built to destroy and wreak havoc could not kill any of them.
Well, they're so small they can't be seen.
No, they could be seen.
They're quick. They're too quick. They're small.
No, they actually aren't very athletic at all. Hair on their feet.
No, it's like when Texas Tech ran out all those little white receivers, Amendola and Welker. You think, hey, Texas, how come you can't cover those guys? We're too quick.
Okay, so you think Amendola and those guys are...
I think it's an apt comparison. I'm sure they got hairy feet, too.
Yeah. They did have a little guy named Mouse,
Yeah, all those little guys that ran through Texas Tech.
This is not the music to play for Boromir's death.
I want to think of better times. That's why I don't want to play Boromir's death music. Think of better times.
So the Texans lose Danico Autry for the first six games. He says he was suspended for use of an illegal substance. I immediately investigated the matter, discovered that a pharmacy to which my doctor submitted a prescription for a different medication had, whether intentionally, recklessly, or negligently, included a banned substance. He's out for 6 games. It looks like Mario Edwards is going to, Foley, Fatukasa, are going to be the starting inside guys now with Danico off. And our Edwards says, I'll play wherever, whatever.
On the edge in college. He plays inside now. He's a bigger guy, but not big by defensive tackle standards. But
is this why is Settle not moving in?
I don't know. I don't know the deal with Tim Settle, honestly. I mean, Tim Settle's more of a nose, more of a pure interior nose. And
does he not fit in this?
That's just not Danico's spot.
Yeah.
They play different.
Well, Danico was moving inside.
Yeah, so that's not defensive tackle spot.
Yeah.
There's two defense tackles. I mean, the Texans play an even front. Let's face it. They're an even front team. You can say 3-4, but it's not really a 3-4 team. 4-3 under. There's two different defensive tackles here, and you can call them defensive ends if you want, but it's Folu has one spot, the bigger spot, and Tim Settle's behind him. So Settle just hasn't beaten out Folu for that. The bigger nose spot, basically. Mario Edwards is now playing, is going to play. I think Khalil Davis, I don't know. I think Khalil can be bounced between either one of those interior spots. And then you have
Hunter. Yeah, Khalil Davis is actually, Khalil Davis has made a nice contribution.
But Khalil Davis is kind of a penetrator, which is what you could end up seeing him getting some reps and maybe making some noise as a pass rusher. That's one of the things that really impressed me last year was his ability to get into get into the backfield as a rusher and disrupt. So I think that's really good. Losing Autry is not great. You built this front because you want to be able to rush the passer, and Autry was going to be a big part of that. Losing him for 6 games, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. And it's not like you have any young guys that are going to we'll get a develop this guy. This will really be a silver lining. Not really. I mean, you have guys who've been in the league, Settle, Davis. In his spot, Mario Edwards he's been a veteran. He's okay. He's a backup. Khalil Davis is a guy that can wreak some havoc from time to time. He's a backup. McTelvin Ajim is trying to make the team. Marcus Harris was a 7th-round pick. No guarantee to make the team. But I actually like him. I think he plays way bigger than his size. I'm interested to see. I need to get out there and see how Marcus Harris is looking because he's a rookie from Auburn that is a little undersized. You have Dylan Horton, who I don't even know if we'll see him this year. Solomon Bird, I think, will get cut. They like Solomon Bird. We'll see. We'll see what happens with him. But this one hurts a little bit because your rush package is going to be a big part of who you were up front, and that's gone for the first 6 games.
Yeah. It hurts. There's no question about that. I mean, losing a guy that you were counting on to be a big part of your defense, and to lose him for the first 6 games is going to hurt. They'll get through it. They'll get through it. They get through injuries. They get through it. We'll find out whether or not Tim Settle will play a bit more of a role. We'll find out whether or not Mario Edwards can handle it. And Khalil Davis. Khalil Davis, I have a feeling he's going to be on the field quite a bit in those first 6 games.
Yeah, I like
games.
Him. He was... There's no reason to believe he can't play in this defense based on what he did last year.
Maybe this is a really good move for Khalil Davis in that he's going to see the field
this
a lot more.
This is the best suspension possible for Khalil Davis.
Khalil Davis, yes. Yes. Yes.
For Khalil Davis to thrive, this is a great
suspension.
Did
he recklessly or negligently mess with his Danico Autry supplements?
Do you think he might have put something into his...
I don't think so.
You don't know?
I know.
I'm going to
go ahead and say he did not add something to the supplements like some kind of like the Americans or some kind of spy movie.
You guys have spent money at a pharmacy. You've had prescriptions. Has the pharmacy ever messed up your prescription?
We don't know. We don't get tested.
But have you ever had adverse effects from the prescription?
Well, it's not adverse effects. I don't know if he had adverse effects. He just tested positive for something he shouldn't have taken.
Have you ever gotten the wrong pills?
You might have been taking something.
Have you ever gotten the wrong pills from a pharmacy at any point?
Never gotten the wrong pills. No.
But in this case, they recklessly or even negligently.
I may have taken something. Well, I've taken a lot of things that would have gotten me kicked out of the NFL.
Well, but did the pharmacy provide it for you?
So
not out. There's still Josh. Do you forget about our suspended. Friend Josh? Yeah.
I would have been suspended a lot.
Josh.
Gordon.
Josh Gordon still lives, you know.
Yes, I know. That's true.
Like, that guy had more chances than anybody I've seen in the history of any sport.
Now, it's an unnamed pharmacy, so they're not. So no one's catching direct slander, but I would be like, wait a minute. We're to blame for this? We just screwed up something, and that's why we're to blame?
Well, no, it had something in it.
He suggested they recklessly.
Well, no, the doctor prescribed it, and there was something in it that was banned by the league.
But right? He even made the suggestion that someone.
Yeah, he said negligently or maliciously.
Or recklessly.
Or recklessly.
So he is suggesting that someone tried to screw with him?
Well, you don't know that he doesn't have some vendetta. What if the pharmacy was the dad of some girl?
Oh, what?
Okay, you don't
what
know.
What in the world are we doing here?
What conspiracy are you drawing up?
Pharmacist. I don't know. You don't know.
I just think it's... I just don't know that pharmacies are out to get people.
We now live in a world where you can create the craziest conspiracy theory and just say, hey, were you there?
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know. Or as John just says, you don't know. And then just throw anything you want out
right,
there.
Right.
We've just spent over 2 minutes potentially talking about if somebody has doctored the prescription. That dude took something. It's one of two things. He's trying to get an edge and thought he could sneak it through. Or he legitimately, you know, on a lot of these things that are made, you don't know what's in them.
I immediately investigated the matter and discovered that a pharmacy to which my doctor submitted a prescription for a different medication had, whether intentionally, recklessly, or negligently, included a banned substance.
Wait. Is this a compound? This isn't a Walgreens. They just take the pills that are already there. You're going to a compound pharmacy or something where they make it themselves.
Maybe. So
no, not maybe. He had to go to a place where they make the drug.
Well, here's where we'll find out whether or not that's true, what he said. There will be a lawsuit because he's losing money. He's losing money, and if they gave him the wrong stuff, then he would say, then he could, if he could prove 100%. It anyway.
Shape, why are all these guys who always get screwed over, most of them just say, I didn't know what was in it or whatever.
Right.
It appears as though he's saying, no. They put something in there. 100% right, John. They should be. If this is true and he actually believes this, he will sue for damages.
That's right. I mean, he's
and their insurance will have to cover it. There's no question because he's going to lose millions of dollars. You've got to sue.
No,
if that really happened to
you, we'll find out. Maybe
if he sues,
not, maybe he's
you can
not
stick
litigious.
It up your rear,
though.
Dale.
We don't know.
If
you
he
don't
sues,
know.
You can stick it.
I hope he does because he is suggesting they either did it on purpose or did it because they're incompetent.
Right. Exactly. And if they are incompetent or malicious, reckless?
I don't think he
what
said
what if they're recklessly throwing pills around over there?
He just said recklessly or negligently. That means he
did you say put a substance in?
Discovered that a pharmacy to which my doctor submitted a prescription for a different medication had, whether intentionally, recklessly, or negligently, included a banned substance. So he is suggesting that they either are incompetent or did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to sabotage his career.
I'm going to guess that
jerks.
I'm going to guess there is no lawsuit forthcoming.
Those jerks are going to pay.
Stupid Walgreens.
Hey, what's it Walgreens?
CVS, were you guys doping me up again with some of your...
No, this is where they got the beakers and they...
Were you pull the capsules apart and put some doping stuff in it?
Yeah.
No, you're right. There's compound pharmacies where they will make...
They'll make it.
They'll make your stuff. That had to have been what it is. Now I'm like...
And they're just recklessly, throw some, a little bit of this, a little bit... I think they're an Italian mom.
Now
they're throwing some of this, a little bit of that.
It's not Sunday dinner.
Hand me the Anaball. Johnny, pass me the black pepper and the Anaball.
Yeah, just throw it in there. Whatever.
And the drill.
Well, if it happened, I hope he does sue.
Listen, he'll be better for this. Watch this. We're going to help him out here. 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
John Daspa needs to take that case.
Yeah, he does need to.
He needs to take that. Please tell me I have a Daspa there, because John Daspa needs to immediately say, we're suing him.
We got to do this at the bottom of the hour, too. Right now, though, we got a hair thing. Okay, maybe this pharmacy made him go bald. You don't know, okay? Maybe he's getting bald spots because of this drug that he took, okay? Maybe that happened. You don't know. I do know this. If he is, Doc Linville's here for him. Doc Linville is going to come in there and sweep. He's going to swoop in, and he's going to save your hair with neo-grafting. It's not really a swooping in. He's not really like a superhero, but he is a superhero to me. You know why? Because I love what he did for me. I got hair now thanks to Doc Linville. Doc Linville is awesome. He's got the neo-grafting, which is painless. He's got a three-day anesthetic now. And, you know, I didn't even need it. I didn't need a three-day anesthetic. I was fine. I was fine that day. The next day, it was just fine. I was right back at work on Monday. You wear a hat for a little while, and everything is great. And you don't even have to wear a hat if you want to know the truth. It's not like it looks like doll hairs. It's your hair. It's real. Okay? It's great. It's the way to go if you want hair. If you're sick of not having hair, Doc Linville is here for you. He can also do the PRP where he stimulates the growth of your own hair. And that you just walk out and everything is fine. Here's the deal. You want hair? 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.